Two stories from 2019 that were illustrative about the United States economy. A trade war with China and a strike at General Motors where tens of thousands of workers walked a picket line. Other business stories came and went quickly, but some of them are worth remembering. NPR's chief economics correspondent Scott Horsley rounded a few up. Hey, Scott.
Good morning, Noelle.
So where do we start here?
We start on a hot summer day in Mississippi. That's where immigration officials raided more than half a dozen chicken processing plants last summer in what was described as one of the nation's largest worksite enforcement actions. Almost 700 people who were employed by companies there were arrested on suspicion of working in the country illegally. Mike Hurst is the local U.S. attorney.
While we are a nation of immigrants, more than that, we are first and foremost a nation of laws.
And Noel, those raids are emblematic of the Trump administration's get-tough policy towards illegal immigration. We've talked a lot about stepped-up enforcement along the border with Mexico, but since 2017, there's also been a significant increase in worksite investigations, and the Mississippi raids are one high-profile example.
There was also a big business story this year, Scott, that involved beef, or at least a substitute beef. Tell us about that.
Yeah, beef substitutes were another big story. Plant-based foods that mimic beef were everywhere in 2019, including your local fast food joint.
100% Whopper and 0% beef. We know it's impossible to believe. The Impossible Whopper.
Companies like Impossible Burger and Beyond Meat have been making a big splash with consumers who like the taste of meat but worry about the environmental cost or animal welfare. Beyond Meat had a sizzling debut in the stock market, although its shares have since fallen back to earth. Big players like Kellogg's introduced their own product. Kellogg's is called Incogmeato. And the traditional beef industry is taking this threat very seriously. They're pushing back hard against what they call fake meat.
Sizzling debut. I like that. Let me ask you about another stock sale. It made news because it didn't actually happen. This is the co-working company WeWork.
That's right. WeWork's charismatic founder, Adam Neumann, spun the story of shared office space as more than just office, but shared community. He generated a lot of buzz, made a lot of money for himself. What he didn't generate was profits. Lease Buyer of the advisory firm Class 5 Group says when investors took a closer look at Neumann's company this fall, they got cold feet.
It took magic. It took a leap of faith greater than the Grand Canyon to see how that business could be profitable anytime soon.
Neumann was ousted as CEO. The stock sale was canceled. And even in this time of stock market exuberance, Noel, rational investors figured out WeWork was basically an office company that only thought it should be priced like a tech company.
Tech companies, though, also had their own problems this year, right?
Oh, they did. Silicon Valley has a big target on its back, and it's taking arrows from all sides. You know, Republicans have complained for years about left-leaning bias in the tech sector. Now you have Democrats like Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez grilling Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg over his company's policy on political ads.
Do you see a potential problem here with a complete lack of fact-checking on political advertisements?
Well, Congresswoman, I think lying is bad, and I think if you were to run an ad that had a lie, that would be bad.
But Zuckerberg insists it's not his company's job to police that. You've also got state attorneys general investigating both Facebook and Google for possible antitrust violations. Apple and Amazon are under scrutiny as well. You know, there's just growing concern over how these big tech companies are affecting competition, privacy, the information we all get on our phones, and look for that scrutiny to continue as we move into an election year in 2020.
Next 2020, tomorrow, NPR Scott Horsley. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.